Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? LegalShield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're on with Mario Lopez.
All right, Mario Lopez, stepping in for a few hours of fun. Got an Oscar winner stopping by later. Mira Sorvino is going to be here with the scoop on her new show, Condor. Plus, going to get some more life hacks from my wife, Courtney, who's also got a random question for us in just a bit. Those have been good lately, too. We got all that and more. Let's do it. All right, more music in a sec. In fact, if you want to hear something, please shoot me a tweet at On With Mario. Mario Lopez here. My wife Courtney's in here as well with a random question, right, honey?
That's right. It's a would you rather, one of my faves.
Okay.
Okay, would you rather always have three-day weekends or be able to snap your fingers and instantly look your best, shower, dressed, hair done, etc.?
Oh my gosh, this could be the easiest would you rather question you've ever asked me. 3-day weekends all day.
You know what? This really isn't a fair question for men.
Well, especially this man, because I get ready super quick. It's like a 20-minute deal unless I have to shave. It's 30 minutes. And the process sometimes is actually kind of relaxing. You throw some tunes on. You're kind of, you know, grooving as you're getting ready, or you're listening to the news. I don't mind.
Some movie montage when you get ready?
It's exactly a movie montage. That's exactly what it is.
Walking on sunshine is playing in the background.
It can be fun and sometimes relaxing, but how can you compare it to having 3-day weekends?
You can't.
Forever. That's, oh my gosh, dream scenario.
Which would you choose? Let us know on Twitter at On With Mario. And hang tight, because Mario and Courtney return in moments from the Geico Studios, where 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, so Charlie Puth crushing it last night on The Tonight Show. It's Mario Lopez. Not only did his new single, The Way I Am, but also did a funny bit covering Blink-182 and the Spice Girls and Lit at On With Mario Lopez on Instagram. Check it out. What up, Mario Lopez? And it's no secret that The Rock is the heavyweight champ of Hollywood right now, but his success, way bigger than you think. Scoop next in the Hollywood Buzz. You're on with Mario Lopez. Back to music shortly, but first, I gotta talk about how The Rock may be having the best year ever.
On with Mario, Hollywood Buzz.
All right, so we've talked about this a few times before. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, currently the highest paid actor in Hollywood. He's made $124 million this year alone, which is incredibly impressive. But even more impressive, that's the most any actor has ever made in 1 year. So he's setting a new world record. Apparently, one of his secrets is to always include a social media fee in his contracts, which is an extra 7 figures. Very, very smart and savvy of him. The Rock says nothing has changed since he was wrestling at flea markets. He always puts the audience first. I'm a huge Rock fan. Such an inspirational guy, great guy, positive attitude, and his work ethic is just second to none. Well, that's one of the reasons him and Vin Diesel really had the drama. Vin Diesel apparently likes to take his time, and The Rock doesn't like to wait on set.
Want to dig deeper into the story? Get more of Mario's thoughts on this and all of the Hollywood buzz right now at onwithmario.com. You're listening to On With Mario Lopez from the Geico Studios, where 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
So great chat yesterday with Colton from The Bachelorette. Mario Lopez here. If you missed it, he got sent home on Monday night. Talked about that, whether or not he still has feelings for Becca, if he'd consider being the next Bachelor, all kinds of stuff. We'll chat up now. Just tweeted that out, at On With Mario. All right, we got an Oscar winner in the building, Mario Lopez. A couple more songs, and Mira Sorvino is going to be joining us in studio with a scoop on her new show, Condor. She's also been popping up on one of my all-time favorite shows, so got to ask about that. Back with Mira Sorvino in 10. What's up? You're on with Mario Lopez. Joining me now in the studio, Oscar-winning actress Mira Sorvino. Welcome to the show, Mira. How are you?
I'm good, Mario. How are you?
I'm doing great. You look fantastic. Been a
Thank
fan
you.
For a while. Nice to have you here.
Nice to be
joining
here.
Us. And congrats on this new show, Condor, which looks really cool. From what I've seen, it seems to have a vibe of like Homeland or 24. Is that what I'm picking up right there?
Yeah,
how would you describe it?
It does have a little bit of that, except that it's more about the intelligence community than the executive branch. Although I would say, I guess Homeland is also that.
And the significance of Condor is that?
Well, it's 3 days of the Condor. It's based on the Robert Redford movie and the book 6 Days of the Condor from the
70s. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
And tell me about your character.
I was not in either of those original iterations of the story. I'm a new character in this version for Audience Network, and I am a former CIA operative who has come back to lead an investigation to try and find this guy, Joe Turner, that everyone believes to be responsible for the murder of 11 of his coworkers. And he's got the whole world against him, and they think that he's responsible for this terrorist plot. And
yeah,
but it really gets into the inner workings of the intelligence community and how a very small number of very, very motivated people with their own agendas can do really dastardly things on the world stage. And they're all within our government. But yeah. They're basically, it's sort of showing that you can't just trust that like a government system just kind of is person proof or is agenda proof, that like all of these people, whether it's for God or country,
they've all got
doing
an agenda.
These things that
sure.
can lead to very great evil.
Well, the show is Condor, Wednesday nights on Audience Network. Mira, hang tight. We're going to take a quick break and we'll talk some more.
This is On with Mario Lopez. More fun next from the Geico Studios. Remember, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com.
Mario Lopez, keeping the music going. Mira Sorvino also with us. And I also saw your work on Modern Family, which is always great. One of my all-time favorite shows, actually. The cast is so cool, having the opportunity to interview them throughout the years. Who'd you hit it off with the most? Who'd you buddy up to?
Well, Sarah Hyland and I have all of our scenes together because her character works for my character. So everything I do involves her. But I also...
She's a sweetheart.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart and very, very funny, very gifted. But I loved Ed O'Neill. He's
right.
just a doll
he's
and
great.
Very funny and, you
very
know,
funny.
Crusty and amazing. Like, he's just...
Black belt at jiu-jitsu, by the way, fun fact.
Really?
Yes,
really?
Believe it or not. Mario Lopez got Mira Sorvino in studio. Going to put you on the spot in a bit and put that up online so people can check it out. So let's get to one real quick. Celebrity crush growing up.
Ooh, lots. Okay. First one was William Shatner as James T. Kirk.
Really?
Yes.
William Shatner,
Oh,
huh?
absolutely. Because my father was a huge old Star Trek fan. So by the time I was watching TV, they yeah. were obviously reruns. But he's very smart. And I've met him many times since in my adult life. But yeah.
All right. We're going to do more and put him up online on onwithmario.com. Check that out. More with Mira Sorvino coming up after a few more songs. Hey, Mario Lopez, wrapping up with Oscar-winning actress Mira Sorvino. You've had movies like Summer of Sam and Romeo and Michelle, because you mentioned your dance moves. I remember you dancing there. You dancing there.
In
have
both
you,
of those, yeah.
And so, I mean, clearly you like it, and it's a passion. So would anything like Dancing with the Stars ever be on your radar?
Oh, gosh, you know...
Because
years,
if you can dance,
I know.
It's such a cool place to show people another time.
I know. I fought with my agents over the years about this. They really feel that, like, if you go on there and you're a currently working actress, it sends this weird message that you are no longer a working actress.
I respectfully disagree with them, and I'm going to tell you why.
I'm listening,
because
I would love to do
there
it.
There are no rules. If you just kind of wanted to do it as an experiment, and let's see, and I want to challenge myself, then maybe not a good look. But if you know you
no,
can dance,
I,
if you're honest with yourself.
When I used to watch it when I had more time before I had so many children.
It probably bothered you, right? Because you're like, I know I can do way better than
I was
half
always
the
like,
people.
Oh, I would do well at this.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I would love it. But it was more that I would love it. That I would love learning all the different forms, that I would love learning all the dances, that
right.
I would be so happy.
I am secretly rooting for you to do dancing, because I think you'll kill it. In the meanwhile, we can check her out on Condor, airs Wednesdays on Audience Network. You can follow her on Twitter, @Mira Sorvino. Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
From the Geico Studios, where 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com. This is On with Mario Lopez. More coming up.
Okay, it's Mario Courtney Lopez, and we've teamed up with the fine folks at Visit Florida to give you a chance at a Florida family flyaway right in the middle of summer. Perfect time for a getaway to Fort Lauderdale for you and three of your favorite people.
That's right. You'll get 4 nights at the W Fort Lauderdale, plus tickets to the Museum of Discovery and Science for a day of family fun. And we're even going to throw in an SUV car rental so you can get around. So to enter for a chance to win, just text Florida to 37911. That's Florida to 37911.
These sunshine-filled getaways brought to you by visitflorida.com. For info, terms, conditions, privacy policy, and rules, go to onwithmario.com. Keyword rules. Confirmation text will be sent. Standard message and data rates apply. What up, it's Mario Lopez. You know this is going to cause a lot of debate. The all-time ranking of Tom Cruise movies, and there's a lot to choose from. I got my list. We're going to compare choices next. You're on Mario Courtney Lopez. I got a list here, a ranking of the top Tom Cruise movies. This comes from The Guardian over in the UK, so I'm already a little skeptical. And let me just say that I'm a big Tom Cruise fan. I think he's one of the biggest movie stars of all time. And I love that he's been a movie star since like the mid 80s. So with the new Mission Impossible 6 coming out soon, this is what The Guardian ranked as their top three. Number three, A Few Good Men. Number two, Magnolia. And number one, Top Gun. I take major issue with this.
Oh.
Major, major issue. First of all, you can't even count Magnolia as a Tom Cruise film because it was an ensemble cast and he was great in it, but he had a relatively smaller role, powerful role, but a smaller role nonetheless. So if you're going to say a Tom Cruise film, he has to be the lead and the star. Number three for me, The Last Samurai. Underrated film, and he's great in that movie. Number two, Jerry Maguire.
That is a great movie.
You had me at hello.
Yeah. I remember Show Me the Money.
Show Me the Money. Exactly. He was great. And number one, A Few Good Men. You can't handle the truth.
Tell Mario what you think on Twitter at On With Mario. On With Mario Lopez continues next from the Geico Studios. Remember, 15 minutes can save you 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com.
Got to try to stay up late tonight or get that DVR set. Imagine Dragons stopping by Kimmel. I would imagine they're going to be doing their new single, Natural. So much good music dropping lately. On Mario.com for the top trending tracks of the week right there on the main page. What up? It's Mario Lopez. Up next, we're taking a trip down to Courtney's Corner. My wife has mom hacks that is going to change the way you hang out at the beach or pool. You're on Mario Courtney Lopez. Time now for another cool mom hack. So let's take a trip down to Courtney's Corner. What's up today, honey?
Okay, so here are some tips for your next trip to the beach or the pool. So we're all addicted to our phones and we're always taking pictures, texting, you know, the whole caboodle, kit and caboodle, even on vacation. So make sure you put your phone in a Ziploc bag because you can still swipe and text without covering it in sand and water.
Wow, that's a great tip. As a matter of fact, I did that when we were on vacation last and I wanted to get a picture of Nico and I on the jet ski.
Right, right.
And that's how we did it, in the Ziploc, because, oh my gosh, it's done. You drop it in there.
Maybe if you get sand in it on the beach.
Right, sand is worse. Right.
And instead of carrying a bulky wallet, you're just running and you just want to take some money with you, mm-hmm. clean out an old chapstick container, roll your money and stick it into the tube.
Oh, that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. That's a real good idea.
And they also have different size chapsticks. If you're a big baller, they have, you know, because sometimes you might have too much money that don't fit into those little chapsticks.
Yeah, no,
just get big bills.
Yeah, exactly. You'll be all right. No coins.
But then you get change and you just can't fit it in there.
Want more life hacks? Get more from Courtney's Corner at onwithmario.com. On with Mario Lopez continues next from the Geico Studios, where 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, Mario Lopez, and if you love Camila Cabello like we do, make sure you get up early tomorrow. She's going to take the stage on GMA. She's always great live. And if you're a member of the Five Sauce fam, make sure you're tuned in to NBC tomorrow morning. Five Sauce performing on the Today Show. What up, it's Mario Lopez. Celebrities still recovering from last week's shocking social media news. Everyone from Britney to Obama has been affected. Even me. Details next in the Hollywood Buzz. You're on Mario Courtney Lopez. Tinseltown is still feeling the effects of the Twitter purge.
On with Mario. Hollywood Buzz.
So last week, Twitter got rid of a ton of fake accounts, and the people feeling the effects the most? Celebrities. The Biebs and Taylor Swift lost about 2 million followers each. So did Rihanna, Lady Gaga, and Ellen DeGeneres. Katy Perry lost 1.5 million, and so did Shaq.
So when they say fake followers, it's not because they buy them. It's just people make these fake accounts. I'm confused.
It could be a little bit of both. I mean,
you mean if they have 17 million followers, they'll buy another million? Like,
by the way, those are the only fake ones that they've sort of discovered at this point. There could be more.
Need more Hollywood buzz? Hit up on with Mario.com for Mario's take on everything happening in Tinseltown. And hang on, the craziness continues in moments from the Geico Studios, where 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, Mario Courtney Lopez here with your chance at a Florida family flyaway, sending you and three others to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. All you got to do is text the keyword Florida to 37911 right now to get signed up.
It's a great little getaway, too. You get 4 nights at the W Fort Lauderdale Hotel, plus tickets to the Museum of Discovery and Science, and we're going to even rent an SUV for you. So again, to enter for your shot, just text Florida to 37911.
For all the info, terms, conditions, privacy policy, and rules, go to onwithmario.com, keyword rules. Confirmation text will be sent. Standard message and data rates apply. These sunshine-filled getaways brought to you by visitflorida.com. What's up, Mario Lopez? Music continues all night long, but it's almost time for me to check out. We got to bring this up, though. London's giant statue to celebrate Jurassic Park. And it's not a T-Rex. One last thing coming up next. Here I'm, Mario Lopez. Time for one last thing. A 25-foot statue of Jeff Goldblum is now on display in London. And this one must be for the ladies because he's got his shirt entirely unbuttoned. He's looking like an old school 1970s player. It's all to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Jurassic Park. Kind of odd because Jeff isn't even British and none of the movies were filmed in the UK. I don't even remember that many British actors in the movie. I don't think it was
Sam Neill.
Sam Neill. That's about it.
That's right? It. Yeah,
that's about it. Maybe the dinosaurs are British.
Who knows?
I mean, only a few more days if you want to check out the statue. It's coming down next Thursday. What do you do with a 25-foot statue of Jeff Goldblum? I imagine Jeff Goldblum would put that in his backyard.
Yeah, I think you rent it out for parties.
Right? That'd be tight.
From the Geico Studios, where 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. This is On with Mario Lopez. More fun after this.
All right, that's it, Mario Lopez, saying good night. Big thanks to Mira Sorvino for stopping by. On with Mario.com for more of my chat with her. I will be back tomorrow with contestants from the Four to recap tonight's episode. Plus, the tweet of the week, tons of music and more. Till then, music rolls on.
On with Mario Lopez. Woo!
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.